Case number five today is MTB against Garland. Mr. Vitale.
Good morning, Your Honours. May it please the court. My name is Lavanga Vijayakumaran, and I am representing the petitioner in this case. Because the immigration judge and the Board of Immigration Appeals committed factual and legal errors, my client, MTB, faces deportation to Mexico and the substantial risk of torture at the hands of the Sinaloa cartel.
What about the government? Where's the government acquiescence argument?
Your Honor, the government acquiescence point, I'll first mention that it wasn't the denial of the relief that was requested by the agency did not turn on that point. And therefore, I would say that it is outside the scope of this appeal. But nonetheless, Your Honor, with regards to the acquiescence, the expert in this matter did testify to that. He said that under these circumstances, where a particular individual has been directly threatened by a member of the Sinaloa cartel, and he has cooperated with U.S. law enforcement such that his sentence has been dramatically reduced, that under those circumstances that the Sinaloa cartel would get to him. Then the reason why the Sinaloa cartel would be able to get to him is because they act as a de facto government in so many of the states, roughly half of the states of the country. The expert also testified to the fact that there are government officials on the payroll of the Sinaloa cartel. The Mexican government may have tried to bring the cartels under control, but there is no proof that they have. And I would point, Your Honors, to Rodriguez Molinero versus Lynch, which is a Seventh Circuit case, Judge Posner's decision, where he discussed this acquiescence point. Certainly, you do not need to have the entire government's acquiescence here. Even if there is the possibility that there are police officers or local state officials who cooperate with the Sinaloa cartel in allowing for this type of torture, that should be enough to meet the more likely than not standard. Your Honor, this court's review is under a substantial evidence standard, and based on that, we ask that this court grant relief under the United Nations Convention Against Torture. And to assist with that review, Your Honors, I'd be happy to walk through these errors that the immigration judge and the BIA committed. First, as I mentioned, there are two main reasons why MTB is at risk of torture here. First is it has to do with the family vendetta. MTB's in-laws are drug traffickers. They're tied to the Sinaloa cartel. There's a family vendetta against MTB. And one of the members, the Sinaloa cartel members, who is also a family member, threatened MTB with cartel violence. That's the first reason. The second reason is that MTB cooperated with U.S. law enforcement, which led to his dramatically reduced sentence, reduced by 4 years, by the way. And his cooperation with the U.S. law enforcement is public knowledge. In looking at these two reasons, Your Honors, the IJ erred in saying, in finding, as well as the BIA erred in finding that there is no testimony that his in-laws are cartel members. That is demonstrably false. I point the court, I draw the court's attention to pages 127 to 28 and 155 to 57 of the administrative record, where MTB testified to the fact that his brother-in-law, JV, is a Sinaloa cartel member. MTB testified that JV trafficked meth from Sinaloa. JV, quote, worked with the cartel, unquote. JV, quote, was directly involved with the cartel, unquote. And when JV threatened MTB, he used the phrase, my people from Sinaloa. under this more than likely more likely than not standard, Your Honors, it would be in clear error for the immigration judge to say that his brother-in-law was not a Sinaloa cartel member. Another big error that the immigration judge and the BIA made is that they found that there was no evidence that MTB was actually threatened. Again, this is demonstrably false. I'll point the court to administrative record pages 116 to 117, where JV, in the context of a jail fight where MTB was present and JV blamed MTB for not backing him up during the jail fight, JV turned around and threatened him and said, quote, "I'm going to have my people from Sinaloa take care of you," unquote. Again, this is an error that the IJ and the BIA both made. There's also the IJ and the BIA both also say that the reduced sentence will not arouse suspicion. And the reason why the IJ and BIA say this is because the lowered sentence falls within the range of sentences that his co-conspirators received. But this misses the point. MTB's sentence went from 144 months to 96 months. That is a huge reduction of 4 years there. The co-conspirators' sentences may have been in the range of 96 months from the outset, but they didn't have a reduction in sentence. MTB did. And it is that reduction that is of significance here. On top of that, there are public documents. I'll point to AR 731 to 37 that actually establish, that mention the fact that he received a reduced sentence and that that the reduced sentence was as a result of, and it cites to Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 35B, which stands for sentence reduction on the grounds of substantial cooperation in prosecuting another individual. on top of this, his brother-in-law has been tracking his sentencing and his out date, so to speak. And when I say brother-in-law, this is the brother of JV who was involved in the jail fight. On top of that, before the sentence reduction occurred, MTB told his wife that I was ready to cooperate. He used those words and he testified to that. And I'll point the court to 131 to 32 and 154 in the record where he testifies to this. Again, this is another error of the immigration judge and the BIA in which they found that he never told his family. He clearly did tell his family that about his cooperation. Ultimately, honors, we're talking about a drug cartel here. And they're not known for following due process. They shoot and then they ask questions if ever they do. And snitching, which is what he did, which is how he will be seen, is considered one of the worst transgressions against the cartel, as the expert testified. And even the suspicion of cooperation, of being an informant, it doesn't have to be airtight, even the suspicion of cooperation would be sufficient to for the cartel to take action. The last error, I see that I'm close to my time here, but the last error I'll identify here, Your Honors, is that the IJ and the BIA said that relocation to Mexico safely was possible. That is the wrong legal standard. The legal standard is not about whether it's possible, it's whether it's reasonable. In this case, it is not reasonable. Sinaloa Cartel is the most powerful criminal organization in Mexico. And when the expert was asked, can MTB be safely relocated? He was unequivocal. He said, no, it's extremely difficult given the power and presence of the Sinaloa Cartel. And that is on page 172. On top of that, Your Honors, cartel territories are constantly in flux. There's no such, for the government to say that, oh, he can be relocated to a state where the Sinaloa cartel is not dominant, it would be unreasonable for a layperson like MTB to constantly research and track where each cartel's territories are at any given day, given the fact that they are in flux and they're constantly negotiated. Given that, it would be unreasonable for him, for us to expect that he would live in hiding. On top of that, MTB's own circumstances need to be taken into account. Here, there was a family vendetta that was driving the risk. That family knows the places that he would go in Mexico. They know his family and friends in Mexico. So they know how to access him. I see that my time is nearly up, so I'll wrap up and reserve whatever time I have for rebuttal. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Ravitz.
Please the court, Your Honors, Tim Ramitz on behalf of the United States Attorney General. In this immigration case, the record does not compel the conclusion that petitioner established a clear probability of torture in Mexico. Petitioner starts with the two errors that he proffered the panel. That there was an error about interpreting his testimony to mean that his brother-in-law JV was a cartel member. There's an error about who knew about his cooperation. But this is just a part of the case. The other essential part of the case that petitioner briefly touched upon only is that there are other layers of speculation that the immigration judge found inherent to his claim that sunk his claim for protection. That is, that even assuming that JV was a cartel member, even assuming someone knew about his cooperation with federal authorities, there was only speculation that anyone would be able to locate him in Mexico. He has no good answer for this, because what he testified was that maybe his wife, SV, would tell someone, but that didn't make any sense. Because in the record, she only helped him over and over again. She paid for his legal fees and declined paying for JV's legal fees. She maintains somewhat friendly relations with him. They have children together. And there's no reason he's ever presented for why she would tell her brothers, who she knows has a dispute with him, about his whereabouts in Mexico. And that's just the end of his case right there. But on top of that, you also have the relocation finding. It is a good finding on this record. His own expert, Dr. Rosen, testified that Sinaloa cartel is surely powerful, but it's only operative in 15 to 17 of the 52 Mexican states. There's rival cartels in the other states. There's three states where there's no cartel presence in the South, Quintana Roo, for example. So even assuming there are these errors in the records, his claim still fails. But just to briefly touch upon those errors, it's not an error for the immigration judge to find that JV was not a Sinaloa cartel member, because petitioner never said that. He even equivocated in his own testimony. He said he was pretty sure they're cartel members, but he ultimately didn't know. And when it comes to whether or not anyone knew about his cooperation with federal authorities, it was the same. He said he told his wife that he was ready to talk to authorities, but in the very next passage, and I asked him if she ever acknowledge that she knew you cooperated, and he said no, she never acknowledged that. So it's just layer upon layer of speculation. Did anyone know he cooperated? Unknown. Does anyone know if the family are cartel members of the Sinaloa cartel? No one knows. And on top of that, no one knows they could relocate him in Mexico. And on top of that, it seems he could relocate in Mexico. Unless the panel has any further questions, the government yields its time.
Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.